Hey, welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanatic, here on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Two Lacquered Ladies.
Well, hi there.
Why?
It's been a long journey to the Arctic. No, we will not elaborate, but we're doing okay.
Do we have to not elaborate?
Just think it'd be funnier if we don't explain ourselves.
We have found baby girl in the darkest of times, and we know that you will too, everybody out there. Danny, how have you been since our last episode? It's been a month because we took some time off because we fired our editor, which was an editing service, so it wasn't actually like a one person.
Yeah, no, and it wasn't like a bad thing. We're ready to get back into our own groove and all that. Plus, we were busy. We weren't doing nothing for this month. We had lots of stuff going on, and it's been really fun. So I've been doing really good. I'm enjoying, the projects and stuff that we've been working on together. I'm not enjoying the bipolar weather that is happening. Like, what season is it? I don't know anymore. Don't ask me.
I enjoy that you've used the term bipolar, because no matter what time of year it is, either pole is going to be cold.
Yeah, well, and we're just going between them.
Yeah, exactly. You're traveling to the poles through the equator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you look at a graph, it's just going up and down and up and down. Yeah, bipolar, # geographically speaking.
Yes, that makes total sense. Yeah, Texas is going crazy. It's freezing there one day, literally snowing. You literally had snow.
I literally had snow. And everyone's like, did the dogs like the snow? I'm like, no, they don't care. I took them out to try and get some cute pictures, and they just kept looking at me like, what are we doing?
My dogs don't have a sense of childlike wonder. What are you talking about?
They really don't. It's so disappointing.
I hate that about dogs.
I know. I'm like, come on, man. Now, when it snowed back in 2021, they did actually like play in it and have a good time. So, but I guess once they've seen something once, they're over it. So snow round two, they were like, whatever.
Like, Mom, this is cold. It's cold out here.
It's cold. I want to go inside. Give me a treat.
I have tried like singing to my mom's dogs before, and I'm always like, look at me with a sense of childlike wonder. And they're like, what?
Yeah. I pulled out my my old flute once. So I was like, oh my God. And like, I tried to like play a few notes or whatever. Absolutely not. That got shut down real quick. Raver was like, no, stop it. Like, he was barking at me and he was very upset. So no childlike wonder in this house.
No. Yeah. Did my cats experience? No, my cats don't generally experience childlike wonder. I usually start making noise and they're just like, yeah, and they like run away.
Yeah, exactly. They're just upset.
Yeah, like, come on. You know, some streamers, like, their cats will come and try to get attention during their stream. But I have tried so many things to lure my cats to, like, be involved. But also, when my cats are here, the ADHD does not compute with the cats. And I'm like, I'm holding, even like, I've tried to hold Xtina during our streams before, during bingo. And like, mm-hmm. Even Xtina is too much for me.
It's too much stimulation.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, I can't pay attention to you. My doll is here.
I get that. I feel it. When I have a silly hat on, all I want to do is play with my hat. I just...
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed last bingo, I was wearing my bingo hat, and just the number of times I was adjusting it, I was like, stop it. Leave it alone. Like, stop touching it.
Just leave the hat alone. I think I'm always just so fascinated by my own, like, looking at my face. in general that when I'm wearing something snazzy, it's like, well, because the only time I really wear makeup except for like very special occasions is streaming and making videos. And so I'm like always like, who's that hottie over there?
Who's that?
Who's that? There's another dog in the house.
Yeah, we're the dogs with the childlike wonder looking at our reflection.
Humans are dogs with childlike wonder, and you may quote me on that.
But yeah, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm good. Just been doing the mini painting and constructing stuff, and I'm really glad that we have been doing more stuff together, because I just want to use the term childlike wonder like a million times. my childlike wonder for nail polish and art. Yeah, that's the title of the episode. Childlike wonder. Or finding baby girl in the darkest of times.
That, you know, that's going to be tough to decide between those two.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been doing more stuff with nail polish and nail art with, you know, Danny and our friends. And that's been really nice to get me like more excited about the hobby, more excited about doing stuff. So that's been great. And then I've been doing a lot of miniature playing and painting and all that stuff. And I'm really excited because the friend who introduced me to the band Priest, like literally, I listened to them myself, but she literally introduced me to the lead singer. She is in our Fallout game now, and she wants to be a Fallout version of the lead singer of Priest. And I was like, two birds, baby.
Speaking of your minis, I actually ended up showing them off to my family.
Really?
My brother-in-law is into games like that, and so he got a new game that came with like little minis, and he used to paint them and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think he does it as much anymore because he's got kids and it's no breaks allowed. But yeah, so I was like, oh, my friend paints minis, and showed it. He was really impressed. So kudos.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Danny's brother. Yeah, we met up with we met somebody online that, you know, was in the area and wanted to play Fallout, and he had a bunch of really cool terrain, and didn't look much older than Hubs and I, and he was wearing this sweatshirt, and I was like, oh, that's a cool sweatshirt, and he's like, thanks, my daughter gave it to me, and I was like, how old's your daughter? And he was like, 18. It's like, oh boy. That is not a child.
Yeah, nope, that's a legal adult. It definitely doesn't feel like it when you meet an 18-year-old. You're like, no, this is definitely still a child. But 18 years, that's, you know, you've lived a little bit of life there. You should find, this is totally tangent time, sorry. How fun would it be to find someone with a very elaborate model railroad setup and play foul?
Yeah.
Play Fallout with the little trains.
Heck yeah. I technically do have a very intensive model railroad, but it is not set up and hasn't been set up in like, over 20 years, actually, now that I think about it, because it was my grandpa's. Mm. And 20 years ago, I was 17 and he had already passed on and I'd already inherited it. So I'm like, dang, I'm old. That's
that's an almost adult you got there. 17. Wow.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, except for, I was an almost adult. But yeah. So just good times with the husbando, good times with friends, good times all around. And we have had such good times with friends because we have been doing these amazing group streams.
Yes, I'm so happy. I think we've only done two as of this recording, but we do have plans for more once a month. The first one we did was with Linry and Nicole from Nicole Loves on YouTube. Big nail YouTuber. I was amazed we got her. I was like, yes, we ensnared.
We ensnared her.
We ensnared her into our shenanigans. And it was so much fun. And we did little winter scenes. The second time around, unfortunately, Nicole could not join us. And it was a little bit of a last minute deal. And so at midnight my time, 1 a.m. his time, I messaged Aculid Nails Jeremy on Instagram and I was like, hey, do you want to join a group stream tomorrow? Like, in less than 12 hours? And he said yes. And he rearranged his whole house to make it happen. And he was fabulous. He was so good and entertaining. And, like, I thought his setup was great. Like, it, you couldn't tell he didn't already have that setup. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us on our second round. We did Water Marbled Hearts with the guidance of Linry, which, thank you, Linry, for teaching us how to do that. I thought I was making kind of a traditional Valentine's Day color scheme with like a light medium and kind of orangey purple, I mean pink. It came out very gynecologist. Yeah.
We were looking at some diagrams.
I was like, oh, I've seen this in a textbook. And of course I could not remember Georgia O'Keeffe's name. And I was thinking, oh, famous Latina artist. Oh, and then I said Frida O'Keeffe. Frida O'Keeffe, I think. It turned Frida into O'Keeffe. Frido. So that's my new artist moniker, I guess.
Yeah, it was great because, like, often there's this amazing YouTube video. I'll share it. And it's this, it's a trailer for a movie that doesn't exist called Shark Pool. And there's a shark in the pool. And this one guy, like, pins this other guy to the wall. And he's like, we don't know this is a shark. What are you, a marine's biologist? Yes. And so we say that a lot. Me and Danny both say that a lot around each other as, like, I'm not an expert. I'm not a marine's biologist.
I'm not a marine's biologist.
Yeah. And now I feel like when we're like being like bad at art or something, we can be like, oh yeah, real Frida O'Keeffe over there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so much fun. You made some super cool, it felt like very Southwest kind of art style. I wanted to go buy some turquoise jewelry. Water marble.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
So here's the thing is that this took place on a Saturday and I had just done my nails the day before and I had done something I'm very proud of, still wearing it today, which is a Monday, by the way, the Monday after. And so I didn't want to take it off. So I did my Cindy hand, I did my right hand, which luckily water marbling is pretty easy to do on your Cindy hand, on the working hand. When I first got into the hobby, and I'm sure that a few of you listening probably are the same as me, I saw Cindy hand everywhere, including on like stamping plates. And I was like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
What same is thing. This? And it means your Cinderella hand, the one that does all the work and doesn't get to go to the ball.
Yeah. The one that doesn't get to go on Instagram.
Yeah. So yeah, I did it on my Cindy hand, and yeah, I won't share too much info about what's on my right hand, or left hand rather, but my friend, hold on to your plants, found something fascinating in her backyard. Absolutely.
It was on a journey, and I will never know. It's such a mystery, but it's a beautiful thing to think about. Be like, how did you get here? How did you come into really, our lives?
The scholars will be thinking about this for decades to come, I think. They'll journey to the Arctic to find out what happened. It didn't happen yes. there. But
that's why they couldn't find baby girl. It was in Plants' backyard.
You're so right. Oh my gosh. I'd be like, hey, is there by chance a British man dying of scurvy in your backyard that I may feed lemon juice to?
Please, he needs some limes.
Do you have any limes and a dying British man? For science. this episode is incomprehensible, but I hope you all love it.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so something amazing happened. A miracle happened in Plants' backyard, and I immortalized it on my nails. And I didn't want to remove that, so instead I did a matching hand. And yeah, it's backyard colors, like browns and greens and stuff. And I was really happy with it. It was really fun. And I got one thing that legit reads as a heart.
Yeah.
On my middle finger.
Yeah, I got one good water marble of small enough hearts to show up on the nail. I got a couple good hearts, but they were way too big to actually show mm-hmm. up on the nail. So I was pretty proud of myself. I was like, you know, for a first time, yeah. that's not bad.
That's the thing, is that one can water marble a heart, but one cannot. It's not easy to get it to the size of your nail.
Yeah. Jeremy did a beautiful rainbow water marble. Like, it didn't. He didn't do hearts at all. He ignored the assignment and did his own thing. And you know what? Who cares? It looked great.
Yeah. And he was there with like 5 minutes notice, so he's fine.
Yeah. He gets. He can do whatever he wants. And then Lenry made some great, she looked like a neon orange and yellow hearts. They looked really cool. So, and she actually got them like kind of like nice and going down her nails straight and actually heart shaped, which, you know, she was the teacher. So
yeah,
good. Hers came out the best.
Lenry is a very good teacher. Lenry is extremely hard on herself about being a good teacher. And we were joking in her stream the other day because she was being so hard on herself about how bad she perceives herself as being a teacher. But I was just like, Lenry's just like, draw a circle. Now draw the rest of the owl.
I've never seen a drawing tutorial that doesn't do that. Or goes like, now add the details. And it's like fully formed horse. And I'm like, hello? I just have the circle and the rectangle still with the sticks. Where did you get all this from?
At a certain point, you just really can't say much more. It's like, I don't know, make it look like hair.
Make it, just do the thing.
When I tell people how I mean, that honestly, though, like when I talk about how I'm like doing like a painting on my nails, oftentimes it's just like, I have blocked in the shapes and now it will wave my paintbrush in the general direction of what I have just done. Yeah, Leonard did a great job reminding us the concept of a plan for the hearts. And everybody Jeremy did a big one, which was too big for anybody's finger. But I think we all got a heart or two. And then we went, you know what? We don't have all day. So we're just going to make pretty water marble.
And it worked great. I think it was the perfect like nail art challenge because we all ended up with very different looking manicures with the same like idea behind it. It was great. And I'm looking forward to the next one. I believe in March, and this isn't set in stone, I still got to talk to the group, we might do meme themed art. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but I'm very excited about the potential. I've already got a couple that I would be really excited to do. Specifically, I'm thinking of that one vine that I'll never forget of the umbrellas getting blown away on the beach. It's like run, bam, 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 bam.
Yes,
that one brings me joy.
Man, if you do that one, because like that variety of vine makes me think of the one where there's just a hamburger on the windshield and it's raining and it's just making my way downtown.
Yeah, maybe we should narrow it down to just vine themed vine themed manicure.
I love that.
The umbrella one would be relatively easy to do. I've got umbrella stamps. I know how to do a beach mani. The challenging part would be drawing the tiny guy trying to spear an umbrella with another umbrella. That's a very important part of that vine.
It's gonna need energy, Danny. And I think exactly. You can do it. We got to do it. That sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So that has been added to our monthly roster. And yeah, I feel like it gives us something to do with our buds.
Yeah. It's fun to hang out with your buds.
It is fun to hang out with your buds. And it's really, is humbling the right word? There's a lot of people who watch like bingo and listen to the podcast that I don't think we realize do.
Right? There's more people out there than... We got more buds than I counted.
Yeah, we like, don't hello? Count your buds before they hatch.
But yeah, speaking of bingo, we did that too. We were busy.
We sure did. Yeah. And there is unrest. There's unrest in the community about what the heck is a fable? What's folklore? What's a fairy tale? What's literally a children's book? Yes. Hello? Is anybody listening? What's happening with Patty Lopez?
What is going on with these polish creators? That being said, they made some great polishes, whether they were based on fables or not, which there was a couple that were like based on Aesop fables. Mm-hmm. But I wanted like a weirdly obscure specific one. like that one about the scorpion and the frog. That's all I was really looking for. But yeah, there were some great polishes, and I ended up getting, I think, 3 polishes, including I'm so excited about this one. The Morning I Heard Bigfoot.
Yes. Which
is based off of an eerie scream in the early mornings that the creator assumed was Bigfoot. Oh, who was it? I gotta look it up. Who was that? That was by Dreamland Lacquer. So I'm really excited about that. The other ones I ended up getting were Mama Bear from Monarch Lacquer, because Monarch is amazing. They always do really good. Same with Beau Revs. Those two brands, man, we talk about them all the time, but like they're living their best life.
They really are
thriving apart. Which sounds sad. The divorce
went really well.
It worked out for them. Beau Revs did I Got You Babe, and it just makes me smile every time I say the name of that polish, because I grew up going to visit my grandparents in Northern California, and we would visit the Trees of Mystery, which has a giant Paul Bunyan and Babe the Big Blue Ox statue, and I love it. It's a great American true folktale. That one actually classifies as a folktale, and that was good. The rest of them, not so much.
yeah. So I got 4 polishes this time. I got Monarch Lacquer, Mama Bear. Monarch Lacquer, 2 of my favorite brands of polish pickup delivered this time. So Monarch Lacquer and Cuticula, fairest of them all. Cuticula didn't deliver in the inspo department.
No, it's just a great looking polish.
Yes. Great looking polish. Does not look anything like you would imagine a fairest of them all Snow White scenario going.
Nope, looks like a candy rock.
It does. It's teal and it's got flakies in it and looks beautiful and I love it. And if Cuticula has something that looks good, I get the Cuticula. If Monarch Lacquer has something that looks good, I get the Monarch Lacquer. Simple woman. But I did get a Cleona Cosmetics for the first time, and I'm very excited.
Yay. What was the Cleona one?
It was Rumpelstiltskin.
That's right.
And interestingly enough, we got a comment, and I don't remember who left the comment, but somebody who was watching it later on left the comment about how old the story of Rumpelstiltskin is. And I do think that it would count as a folktale with the oldness of it. But yeah, it does. Like when we first heard Rumpelstiltskin, we were like, is that a fairy tale? Is that what counts as what here?
Yeah, no, the definitions were there. They were hard. There was a few that felt a little bit more clear cut because like a known author of the story exists. I want to say there was like a Little Mermaid one, and it was like, well, that we know where that came
we know
from.
This one.
But yeah, a lot of the like Brothers Grimm fairy tales were collected stories that would have probably been classified as like fables or, well, I guess fables have to have a moral. I'm so confused on the definitions, but folklore for sure.
I think fables have to have a moral. And I remember learning in 4th grade, we learned about fables and did like a collection of fables in some way in our computer lab. It was computer lab. Graphic design was our passion assignment. and we did a collection of folk tales. And I know they were like, usually has animals, always has a moral. So like, I think you could get away with some things. I guess, okay, question for the audience. Is Animal Farm a fable?
that's a great example. Doomed Redshirt helped me track this old show down once. Can I even remember what it's called? It was this animated show with these, like, there was a bison and, like, a bobcat. It was, like, these American animals, right?
Yes,
telling fables. I remember. Yeah, you remember this? It was a whole thing that I went through, a whole journey I went on. But yeah, they told fables to these random human kids, you know, typical children's show stuff. But included in that was a lot of Aesop's fables, but also the story of Icarus. That's the first time I heard the story of Icarus and stuff. So is that a fable, even though they're not animals? I am confusion. Somebody answer this for me, please. How can we make polish if we don't know what we're talking about?
Are all the Zeus stories fables because he turns into an animal and the moral of the story is just stay away from Zeus? You know?
I need to know.
We gotta know.
The fly? Where do we lie with that? Hmm?
Yeah.
Answer. Human centipede? Where do we lie with that?
I don't think there's a moral of the human centipede.
Oh, okay, not a fable. Just a folklore.
Just folklore. Just folklore. It's a fairy tale, actually. Yeah. Oddly enough, y'all don't know my human centipede years of I went to go see that movie because the concept of it was so horrifying that, like, by the time it had seeped into my brain, I was like, watching this movie can't be worse than what's already here. I just must experience it. I just must, as Vero says, complete the cycle. I must complete the cycle.
Gotta go all the way through.
And get the trauma out. And I went and I saw it, and it was actually, like, if you have a strong stomach or, like me, we're already just, like, in it. It was so funny and so stupid and, like, on purpose. Like, this is not an insult to anybody involved. Like, it was purposeful and funny and stupid. I don't recommend the other ones.
Adventures, yes, what is it? From the Book of Virtues. Sorry.
Yes!
If you're wondering what the fable-based children's show. Anyway, back to Human Centipede.
The important thing is now... But yeah. And so for the longest time, like, I thought it was a good movie. And, like, I still think it's a good movie, but I don't really feel like watching it again.
Yeah. I've got a couple movies like that. Specifically Breaking Bad. Absolutely fantastic show. Never, ever do I want to watch even a minute more of it. My husband's been watching clips and stuff lately. He's like, I think I want to rewatch it. And I'm like, that is a you project. You have fun with that.
Go have fun. Have a great time. Yeah. So yeah, I was into it for a while. Just, we're done. We're done with that.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny. Like, I think artistically, good piece of art. But yeah, so that's my favorite fable, or folklore or fairy tale. But yeah, it was a good month. But I do think we are going to oil our cutes. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. So stay tuned. Hey, everyone, it's Stephanie. And I'm just here to say that the sticker shop is up and running. So head on over to our sticker shop on Ko-fi, link in the description, to get those high quality waterproof two lacquered ladies and Fanaticure stickers you've always wanted. Stickers ship for the same price whether you buy one or 100. We ship worldwide at a reasonable price, and each order comes with a personal note from me. And now back to the show. Everybody, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. And we are rewinding the clocks to my favorite decade that usually I'd say I don't want to live in. But nowadays, who knows? Maybe.
Maybe. I feel the exact same way.
Usually people are like, you don't want to go back there. And I'm like, look.
At but this point.
What if I do? The 70s, because Orly released.
At least it was aesthetic.
At least it was aesthetic. You know, yeah. At least people actually talk to each other. Yeah, sorry, I'm just like joking. Like I'm one of those people that like phones. Nobody talks to each other on the trains anymore. And then you read like the articles, like everyone's reading the newspaper on the trains. Nobody talks yeah. to each other anymore.
Nope. People have always been people.
People don't want to talk to you on a train, man. Stop being creepy.
Right? Like you're the one who's not conforming to society here. Anyway.
Anyway, Orly did a thing with the 70s. We got it. We love it. Danny, do you want to tell us about what Orly did?
Yeah. So, okay. Me and Steph both subscribe to Color Pass from Orly, which we're not sponsored. We should be, but we're not. But I'm telling you right now, it's a great deal. Like, yeah. You get 4 collections throughout the year from Orly. You get them early. And I think it comes out to like $4 a polish. I think the price has recently increased, but still,
yeah.
For a full set of Orly, and it's a pretty good price point. Anyway, this last Color Pass was their 50th anniversary celebration, and it came in a big box, which is very exciting because normally Color Pass comes in like a cardboard sleeve style box, which yeah. is fine. We mm-hmm. don't need all that. And it usually yeah. comes with bonus gifts and stuff on top of that. But this one came in like a fancy box that I think is so cute.
Yeah.
It's, what did, we learned what the word is. The type of hologram that it makes where like, you know, the old bookmarks where you move it around and it like changes shape. I want to say linear.
Lenticular hologram.
Lenticular. I was like, linear holographic is a nail polish.
Literally like my brain, exactly.
I was like, no. I can't get linear out of my head.
It isn't that, but it is almost there.
It's almost that. Anyway, it's a cool box. And I think, in my opinion, this is the most color pass that we've ever received, because Color Passes vary quite a bit. Sometimes you get like all one formula, like we got with the Futurism collection, which was not our favorite. Most of the time you get like a mix of formulas and stuff. So this was a mix of formulas, a couple of creams in kind of random, some would even argue kind of ugly colors.
Yeah.
who would want 18 milliliters of Shaggin' Wagon? We would. This is great. This is Steph's skin color. Yes.
I now have, that is more my skin color than Steph by Zoya, which I initially was like, that is my skin color. And the thing is, if you hold them up to my skin, if you hold them up next to each other, they're a little bit different. If you hold them up to my skin, it's like, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
You're like, oh, yeah, I see that. It has inspired me to go on a journey and try to find my perfect skin color polish. If only just to tell Linry so she can add it to her little creepy collection.
Yeah, so she can have our liquefied skin.
Yes, everybody wants that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got like a mango orangey color, a yellow color, and then this Steph's skin color in the creams, which that's what I mean by very color passy, random. Kind of, I get that it's the 1970s like color scheme, but like, I don't know. They just feel kind of random. Then we got a shimmer, which the Orly shimmers are not very like bold shimmers. They're very subtle, no. But I actually really like that. So it's, I think, a very cute one. This blue with a green shimmer called Bell Bottom Blues. So cute. Mm-hmm. And then a Crelly, a white Crelly.
Yes.
Orly. Is this for me?
You shouldn't have.
This one's called Bohemian Child. I love it. It just looks like white gravy, you know, with pepper in it.
Yeah, it does. I want that. I want to eat that.
You want to eat.
Yes.
And then the last one, which I almost threw on the ground. Whoops. this one's called Acid Trip, and it's, again, so random. It's this like super packed glitter polish of yellow and red glitters. It's frankly, it's kind of ugly.
It's ugly.
But in a fun way.
Yeah, people are saying it looked like shag carpet. I think that they're right. Yeah. I want to do the shining carpet over it, just like just a stamp shining carpet over it.
I think that would work really nicely.
I saw a guy at a game store this weekend who had a whole leg, well, okay, maybe half leg, shining carpet tattoo. And I came up behind him and kind of creepily, not in his ear or anything, but I realized I was saying it out loud, like we were having a conversation, but he was facing the other way playing a game with somebody else. But I just kind of, I realized halfway through and decided I had to let it happen. I wasn't going to stop him and be like, wait. And instead I just said, oh, nice shining carpet tattoo. And then he luckily turned around and said, oh, you recognized it. And I was like, oh, yeah.
So it wasn't as bad as you're thinking it was. It was fine.
No, I'm sure that he would rather somebody like, I'm sure he would, because like I said, I wasn't being creepy. I was like, oh, hello there. I noticed your tattoo.
Leg tattoo.
I like that you're wearing shorts today. So I can look at your leg. But next time, who knows? But yeah, so I know that if somebody saw something that I had, if somebody saw my like Brahms earrings and was like, you have Brahms Heelshire earrings, if I was doing something, I would be like, hello.
Hi, new best friend.
New best friend. If I didn't need to immediately leave and stuff my face with Wendy's, I would have shown him the shining nail art. But perhaps I will see him again. Yeah. And I'll be like, hello, sir. I love the leg still here.
Yes, I'm excited to use it with the glitters that it came with. I haven't done it yet, but it came with these holographic smiley face glitters that it's so funny. Yeah, you pointed this out because I didn't look that close. I'm going to be honest. I thought it was smiley faces with just little hex glitters, you know, holographic hex glitters. But you pointed out that actually it's smiley faces, including the punched out smiley face. Like there's little moon shaped ones and little dot shaped ones. And you're like, oh, they used the whole glitter. Thanks, Orly. How economical, how environmentally friendly of you. We use the entire glitter. Nothing goes to waste.
You're like, nothing goes to waste here. We've included the gizzards of your smiley faces. Yeah. The disembodied eyeballs and lips of your smiley faces are here for you.
I like it. I don't know if I would have noticed or put two and two together until I used them, I guess. Hopefully I would have noticed that. But yeah, you pointed that out and I cracked up. I was like, oh my God, Orly.
I mean, I couldn't help but notice it because they were just sticking to the top and I was like, what is this? And then I...
Wait a minute. And of course, of course, it came with a wax charm applicator tool to apply your disembodied little smiley faces, your little gizzards of smile, as you call them.
Little gizzards of smiley face.
I like it.
I feel so validated because I have been wanting a wax tool for this purpose, but for miniatures. And I have gone to Michael's two times and looked at the wall and went, that's too expensive. And there's only one. And I don't know if I want that one that's too expensive, but there's nothing here for me to compare it to. And I'm just going to go home. and then Orly was like, we got you, babe. I was like, we got you. I was like, oh,
Orly's got us.
No, Orly is just following me around being like, what's she doing now? What does she want? And then they're like, she needs another peel off base coat. And I'm like, no.
No. Meanwhile, Danny's over here like, where's mine?
Yeah.
I need some more. Sorry. Random tangent time about glitter gizzards. I don't know if this is popular in other states, but for homecoming, high school homecomings in Texas, you decorate a mum. So a chrysanthemum flower, but it's obviously it's a fake one. And you put ribbons on it and they can get elaborate, like really really elaborate. These tiny high school girls will have mums that take up their entire torso. And it's just like a weird status symbol. But they're very expensive, like all the components of it. And I remember I was shopping for mum pieces at Michael's. And I noticed that one of the popular ribbons was these like thick holographic or shiny ribbons with a bunch of holes punched in them. And they looked really weird. And I stared at them and I realized they were little hexagon shaped holes. And I was like, wait a minute. This is the leftover from the glitter machine. Like, and they were selling for like $20 a roll or whatever. I was like, this is insane. Like, this is. I was mad. I know. I was pointing at it. I was like, are you kidding me?
This is your leftovers.
This is your trash.
So the hex glitters are the gizzards of that ribbon.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not in the glitter game, but I feel like the glitter corruption runs deep.
Yeah. We need to get to the bottom of this. The glitter gizzard conspiracy. There is no shortage of amazing names for this episode, I've got to say.
Oh, I know. Should just like change it every day, I guess.
Yeah, we're just like keep cycling through names. But yeah, this was great. The colors are ugly. And the 70s had like two sides. There was like the glam rock, David Bowie, kind of more my era of the 70s, my area of the 70s. And then there was just like ugly, garbage, yep, bad, trash.
My personal area. I want green carpet, brown couch, orange walls. Yes.
I'm not against it. And to be fair... To be fair, like, glam in the 70s was also a little ugly, a little bit. They didn't really have their makeup completely figured out. things like that. I don't like all the hairstyles. So the 70s had, like, an ugly, pretty vibe. And I think that's beautiful. Prugly.
Yeah, it was the prugly.
The prugly decade. Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely was. And I think this set's amazing. It also reminded me of a while back, a long time ago, 20 years ago, in fact, my family went to England and Scotland. And when we were in Glasgow, we went to the Glasgow Museum of Transport. And the buses in Glasgow, I don't know when this was, but they had them in this museum. They used to be orange and avocado 70s green.
Yes.
And I love them so much, my mom designed a dress around them.
It's awesome. There's something about it, man. I don't know. It just, to be unapologetically prugly, like, just go for it. I think it would be really fun to put together a decades-themed nail art collection, or nail polish collection, I should say. That would actually be really fun. And I think Acid Trip would be my pick for the 70s, because that's just too perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that a lot. I like that idea a lot. I think that a decades, either a collection of different decades or us all doing our own decades collections would be very, very fun. And the box they gave us said volume one, 1970s. I swear to God, Orly, if you don't stay with this dang theme and or if volume four is like skiing.
Yeah. I unfortunately feel a little apprehensive about the rest of the color passes. So I'm just going to celebrate this one box and in my heart pretend it's a one-off and just like be pleasantly surprised if they actually continue it. Because yeah, that would be awesome to get like Orly through the decades with this big box. And yeah, that would be cool. But as they did last year. We were getting like an elemental theme and then skiing, ski resort. What?
Like, why are you doing this to us? Why are you doing? Why?
Who is this for? In other collection news, Hollow Taco came out with their David's Tea collab and I thought it was great. I think that four polishes in a nice little collector set was a great follow-up after a huge Birthstone collection, which was not supposed to be a collection, but Christine, you know how we are.
Christine,
you should know better by now.
You're smarter than this, I hope.
Yeah, you know what we're gonna do. So that collab sold out very quickly. There is one major criticism I have for it, and that is that you could not purchase the mug separate from the little polish box set. And I think that was a shame, because the box set is really cute. You know, it's just a cardboard box. It's something that you could pick up maybe in an Ulta, which is what it kind of feels like it was being made for. But yeah, you couldn't get that without the mug. I like the mug. I've used it almost every day since I got it. But if you're not a tea drinker, or you don't want a mug that can't be microwaved and can't be run in the dishwasher, then it was kind of a waste. So that is the one criticism. The polishes themselves, I have no criticisms for. I think it's a great mix of formulas. There was a beautiful cream that matched the David's teal color really nicely. And then there's the, what I think is the new foil formula, and it looks great. So hopefully that goes well. No offense to metallic foil lovers, but it needed an update because there was something wrong with the old one.
Full offense to Linry, who specifically loves these.
Or the old formula.
Specifically the old formula for the metallic foils. I think this new metallic foil formula looks really good. But they just released a tease on their Instagram for their upcoming spring collection. And what they show is the flower topper that everyone seemed to hate on the royalty survey, and I thought was cute. I don't mind chunky toppers that you have to fish glitters out of. It's something I'm kind of used to at this point with weird shaped glitters, that I'm not really too fussed about it. But I can understand if you want to just be able to paint on giant flower glitters and be one and done. Yeah, I would be annoyed too, but it's just not the world we live in. And then it also teases these two creams that are green and pink. And I'm like, pretty sure we've seen that before. So I went ahead and looked back, and it was Crime and Punishment from the 2023 Pastel and Don't Tell collection. That was a weird collection. It was like serial crime themed.
I remember Crime and Punishment as a name and being confused by it. But like, I'm having a bit of a Mandela effect thing here with like, are you saying real things?
Like, yeah, no, it was one of the weirder Holo Taco collections. It was like, yeah, I don't know how else to describe it. It was like, it was all these pastels, and they were both like criminal and like sweets / breakfast cereal themed. I don't know what was happening with that. But anyway, we've already gotten these colors, is what I'm trying to say, several times, because we've had several pinks that I think kind of look like this. Now, obviously, it's not exactly like previous releases, but it's pretty familiar. I do love looking at the Instagram post here, and someone, isolated.color, responded with a GIF from the Devil Wears Prada pastels for spring. Groundbreaking.
Yes.
I do appreciate that. So yeah.
So I checked out the Pastel Don't Tell collection, and for me, these are different enough. And like, they're definitely different vibes. One is the more muted vibe, and the other one is the more candy neon pastel vibe, which is like obviously more my vibe. Although I do have to say, y'all, I don't know what's happening to me, but I am being a little more okay with darker colors on my nails and muted colors on my nails.
What?
Who is she?
Who are you? You're not my baby girl happening? In the dark.
Yeah, you didn't find baby girl in me today. I'll work on being baby girl. Today I'm actually the best bearded beer loving corgi dad ever. So maybe that's what's happened to me. I've stopped being baby girl, and now I'm on this journey.
You took on a new form, and that's part of life, right? We've all at some point were Baby Girl. At another point, were Best Bearded Beer Lovin' Corky Dog. It's
ever. Yeah.
Ever. Sorry. Yeah. It's
that was a really good reciting, though. I was really impressed.
I was concentrating really hard.
The important things that deserve your brain power.
Yes. No, I think you're right. This is definitely like a more muted pastel, kind of a richer color pastel creams. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, spring cream mm-hmm. pastel polish. Wow. If this isn't limited edition, which I'm not sure if it will be or not, then I might go ahead and wait for the royalty sale before I pick this one up. But the topper, I might get the topper just because I want to troll people. I feel like everyone's going to hate it and I'm going to like
yeah. it. I think that that's a valid reason, absolutely, to get the topper. So I support you on that. I'm not going to get any of this. If I got the topper, I don't think I'd use it. If I got the creams, I'm sure I would use them because I use all my creams. But I do have a bit of a conspiracy theory. Just a bit of a watching this video. There are two times in the video where I think there's a frame or two in the transitions between the green and the pink where we see an off-white.
Oh,
and I don't know if that's my eyes being eyes and making no sense or if that actually is a thing that's there.
Very closely here. And I'm going to pause it. Every couple frames, if I can. Because Holo Taco has been releasing a lot of whites, a lot of, you know, white Krellies.
Definitely a sassy Nass.
Yeah. I'd be okay with a sassy Nass. I mean, they did Ivory Tower last year with the Dark Academia collection, and that's a that's pretty good sassy Nass. But yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm not quite seeing what you're seeing, but I would not be surprised if more Holo Taco whites came out because I think they sold really well. As much as the kind of it's again that voice of the stands, the active members of the chat and stuff for Simply Nail Logical.
Yeah.
They have very different opinions from the sales data, and sales data says make more whites.
I honestly think Holo Taco has become one of the most known nail polish brands out there, period.
Yeah.
End of sentence. I know so many people, like at the beginning of my nail like journey, a lot of people were like, have you tried Holo Taco? I'm a fan of Christine, but I don't paint my nails. Is it good? And I would be like, oh, yeah, whatever. And nowadays I have people who know Holo Taco, own Holo Taco, don't really know Christine, just know Holo Taco. And so
blows my mind.
Yeah. I think that the people who are really active in the chat and stuff are going to become more and more and more the minority. And Holo Taco, especially now that it's in Ulta, it's just going to get bigger and bigger until it really is going to be the fans are separate from the average consumer.
I do trust Christine to keep the fans in mind, though, as much as she can. I mean, you know, it is still a business. You still got to make smart decisions. But I don't know. I'm really proud of her. I'm really glad for her. And I love to see how much it's grown in the last, we're going on 5-6 years? That's crazy to me how big it grew in that short amount of time.
And I think a lot of fans who, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of fans who are in the audience who are fans that enjoy pretty much anything she releases or enjoys these colors, that these vocal people who are mad. You know, that's the thing, is that people are more likely when you get something from Amazon and you like it a good amount, if it's what you wanted, do you leave a review? Probably not.
Never.
If it's very bad, exactly, you probably will. And I'm not saying that's to shame y'all. I'm just saying it to say, okay, the people who are talking the loudest are the ones who are the most annoyed. But at the same time, maybe everybody's saying, I love purple, I love purple, I love purple. But how many purple Holo Tacos do you already own? And even if you're saying, a lot of times I'll be like, ooh, I would like this, but will I actually buy it if a brand releases it? Personally, me, unless it's in polished pickup, probably not.
Yeah. Yep. And brands? Even then, even when you put a black peel-off base coat in polished makeup, and the meme is right there, I still didn't buy it. But yeah. This flower topper, I'll buy that. I'll buy one meme, but not the other.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a polish company could be out there. A polish brand could be out there. My biggest fan that I don't realize making every polish just to appeal to me. And I would probably not even realize it. And I would just, like, not buy it. So, like, yeah, if you're sad that she's not catering directly to you because you're the biggest fan.
Yeah, you'll find it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're falling out of love with Holo Taco because it's getting kind of more and more mainstream, you're valid. Don't feel bad about that. If you were collecting for a long time, everything Holo Taco released, and you're feeling kind of not betrayed, but like, maybe burnt out maybe on it. Yeah. And like, it's okay to stop collecting. And I say that as someone who has not stopped collecting, but I'm telling you, if you're not finding joy in it anymore, you don't do it.
Yeah, there's not going to be a prize at the end.
There's really not. If anything, it's going to be a burden. Like, where do you put all this?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look up Swedish death cleaning and then tell me you need all that polish.
Yeah. No, I love Swedish death cleaning. But I am, that's going to be a rough spot when I get to the polish. But yeah, ever since I set up my new axolotl tank, that took away where I was displaying all of my Holo Taco boxes. And now I don't know where to put them. And I'm wondering if I should find new homes for them. I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not ready to put that down. But yeah, if you are not finding joy in collecting anymore, then stop collecting Holo Taco and just buy what you want. Just what you want.
Sounds like it's time for, what's the word for it? The de-stash box, where you put it in for a year and you revisit it.
Yeah.
You know, see if you still feel the way you do. Because, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you to get rid of your Holo Taco boxes. Because, yeah, like, I get it. You know, like, I'm not huge on collecting packaging from all of my collections, but like, I understand you've collected almost all of Holo Taco, almost all of the collection boxes. So like, yeah, I think that would be valid if you kept it. But also, I think it'd be valid if you moved on. We're all valid here.
We're valid. Okay. Everybody's
except
valid.
For Linry.
Except for people who buy up collection boxes and resell them for like 10 times the amount. You can stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. That's a different topic.
Now that we're streaming with Linry, I feel like it can go even harder because...
Yeah. Can't get away from this
because
now.
Because now you can look, we are friends. Look. We're just bad friends.
Here's the proof.
We're just mean and bad to each other.
We're just toxic. It's all good.
We're just toxic. Yeah. Should we cut each other from our lives? Probably. But are we going to? No.
Nah.
All right. Well, I think that is enough for today. Danny, take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Fanatic here. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time when we search for baby girl in the darkest of backyards.
Stay lacquered.